No wood references.
Alright, so now we're starting. We're now officially recording.
Alright, are we on? We on the air.
Is the FCC listening in?
God, I hope not. Welcome to session one of the Root Beer Logs. If we had a bigger budget, you know, I would say that, we'd have like an applause and stuff, like Howard Stern does.
Am I gonna need like a
food
basket?
Nah, this is all good. Alright, so guys, thank you. This is Evan J, and we are with Jeff and Pete. We are doing the Root Beer Logs, so.
What we love that beer!
Yeah, well, here, you hold the Bulldog box. Anyway, so what we have here is, and you'll see the pictures on the site of the Bulldog, which is a microbrew. No, close the fridge. Okay. Thank you.
That's what keeps all right. Meals.
So, first, Jeff, are you an avid root beer drinker?
I am not.
Okay, and Pete?
No, I am not.
All right. We're going to open up. First, we're going to try a very typical commercial brand, Mug, which is very well known, which I'm not a fan of high fructose corn syrup, but I will say Mug is very good. So, we're going to pour a little bit of these, each of you. Hopefully, there won't be too much head on it. All right, and you know, this is great with audio because people just really have to use their imagination here. All right, so we're gonna take a sip of the Mug so you could get an idea of what a very commercial root beer tastes like.
So we're doing shots.
No, you don't have to slam it. No, this is just we're just drinking. Okay, we're just taking a sip of Mug root beer, and you just tell me what you think of it. And there's no caffeine in any of this. I don't believe in caffeine in root beer. And there's like one root beer on the market.
Barks. So I'm not gonna be up till 3 a.m. drinking this stuff.
No.
All right, very nice.
No. This one has high fructose corn syrup, but it's just
okay.
You know,
so let's
salute.
Cheer, salute.
Clink.
Because right?
We're using paper cups for
Mug. Gotta sniff it first.
It's plastic.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
It's high
that's
fructose.
Right. Sniff it like wine.
Yeah.
Very, very.
I think the last time I had root beer flavored something was when they had those candy bottle caps.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So, this is actually pretty good.
You know, bubble gum? It tastes like that bubble gum flavor.
That's what I was going to say. It tastes like a stick of the old baseball card gum.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball card gum.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
first thing.
One.
The
flat
one.
Yeah.
The flat one.
It's a little
pink
bit.
Baseball
oh
card gum.
Yeah.
That's what sticks into my head. The first thing. Just taking a sip.
That's very 19.
Maybe that could be because of the sugar.
Well,
possibly.
77, 78.
That's like Tom Seaver baseball
yeah.
kind of thing. This is typical high fructose corn syrup. And companies using high fructose because it's cheaper than sugar. Okay? So when you want to cut and save money, you know, you use high fructose corn syrup. Now, I'm not a fan of it. I just find it very thick and goopy and kind of artificial. But I will give Mug credit for being very good. A&W is pretty good too. What I'm looking for is root beer that does not have any high fructose corn syrup. In fact, I'm looking for ones that have a really good quality sugar cane and good ingredients like vanilla bourbon, wintergreen, okay? Mug doesn't have that. It's all artificial high fructose corn syrup and it's pretty good tasting. So we're going to open up the Bulldog now.
Now,
so.
Are we going to... I see here I'm holding on to the paper container that holds the four bottles of the original Bulldog.
Yes.
And it does say on the bottom, unleash the taste. So are you going to unleash the taste right now and popping that open? Are we going to see something totally different? Are we going to taste something totally different?
I hope that you're going to taste something very different, all right?
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to, you know, just take a sip of water here.
It's a good thing I didn't burn my tongue today.
It's a very good thing, Jeff. All right. And actually, no, it doesn't matter because we'll be drinking out of the bottle.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we're each going to get our own bottle. Drink of it as much as you want.
But we should all have a bottle of water to wash out the previous taste.
I just don't want it to, I just
right,
don't want
that's
it to go
why
to waste.
That's why. There's
bottles of water in the fridge.
I could just. I got
a bottle
with New Jersey
all,
Bergen County tap water.
Yeah, because,
you can never be so sure.
I love Jersey, but you know, I love my health better.
I got you. Here, pour a little in here, bro. Great.
There
you didn't
go.
Spit in that, did you?
I don't think so.
Good.
I'll make sure I spit next time.
All right. So we're gonna use what?
We're gonna use the Domo Kun bottle opener.
Picture will be enclosed on the website. All right, and
Hold Take on. Two. There we go.
All right, so one for you. That's one.
Just pop it open in front of the mic.
And oh yeah, wait, here it is. The $1,000 mic. Hopefully it doesn't like squirt all over it.
Yes. If you don't go to the gym, it's going to take you a couple tries to pop
out.
Yeah,
you gotta bulk up, you know, in the Price Chopper aisle. All right, so
wait for the last bottle to be open.
Okay, so you can look at it, take a sip of it.
Now, is the bottle dark brown to keep the sunlight rays away from the drink, like they like that Sam Adams wannabe, or, you know?
That's a great question. You know? I have no answer.
Excellent.
It smells like Jack Daniels.
Really?
Yeah.
Jack Daniels Bulldog?
Somebody is hurting for a shot of something else. All right, yeah. So.
Well, okay, and let me just point out here. This is handcrafted. These are actually microbrew root beers, okay? It's not mass marketed
now,
in a bottle.
Now, for those that don't know, like myself, what is the actual definition of term for microbrew? Is it like a small family-owned operated scenario? For those that don't know?
I guess there are different definitions, but what I would say is that they do them in small batches. Mm. It's not mass produced. I think that's a safe definition.
It's more
quality
controlled, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is from Washington. And if you'll find all the root beers, I'm looking for every root beer. I've got root beer from Maine, root beer from New York, root beer from New Jersey, root beer from the Midwest, and that's what I've been trying to do over like the last 3 months. Is just trying to find the best root beer.
What's with all the letters and numbers on the side of the bottle?
Those for quality control of date of when it was probably made.
Well, Jeff, you can go to www.bulldogrootbeer.com for more information. All right, so
take a sip. Let's unleash the taste. Let's all take a cheer.
So cheers, and let's see what
down
it tastes
the hatch.
Like. It's thicker.
It's definitely thicker. It's not as carbonated. And definitely the thing that sticks out the most is the vanilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm tasting.
Well, I'm gonna turn this
That's probably what it is.
The vanilla is quite...
It's an aftertaste, too.
And there's honey in it. That's probably what you taste also.
That's the sweet honey flavor. Yeah.
This doesn't have any artificial sweeteners in it or anything.
It has artificial nothing.
No, that's the thing. A lot of the root beers I'm looking for have a lot of natural flavor, real flavor. One of my first few blogs way back, I touted Virgil's root beer. That, to me, is the greatest root beer. It's got wintergreen. It's got all these really great flavors.
Yeah, it does have like a wintry green flavor. I noticed that.
But you definitely taste the vanilla, you said, Pete.
That's probably what it is.
Absolutely. It's the thing that sticks out the most to me. I mean, it tastes so good, it makes you want to slap your own mama.
That's crazy. Who would say that beside you? All right. This is good. Alright, let's see. Why would you want to slap your mother? It's so good. People, just ignore. Strike that from the record, please. Alright, let's see. We should stay up later.
We should.
Alright. So this is good.
Wait till show two comes around.
Oh, yes. Alright. So.
This is actually quite good, though, actually.
Yeah,
I've taken already 3 sips from this bottle, and it's quite pleasing to the palate. And it, like I said, I think the thing that sticks out the most, it doesn't have that carbonated, you know, soda can kind of taste.
Right, and that's the other thing. I think, now it could be in my mind, when you take something from plastic, you taste plastic. When you take something out of a metal can, you taste metal can. But when you serve something out of a glass bottle... I don't think glass has a taste to it.
You could taste a lot of everything in this, I think.
Yeah, but you don't taste metal and you don't taste plastic.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you could taste vanilla, wintergreen. It's like after you first get it on your tongue, like you taste one thing and then another thing. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like an everlasting gobstopper.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I could never drink this fast. I'd have to nurse it like I'm drinking a wine cooler.
No, but you don't... This isn't a chugging thing. I mean, if you're spending money... I mean, I spent $6 for four of these.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you drink root beer, right, do you like to drink it like you are now, like it was, or do you drink it with something you're eating?
Okay. These root beers, I like to savor them. I nurse them. I take sips once in a while.
So you're sitting around, you're watching the game,
right.
You're just hanging out, you're BSing with your friends.
Right.
You probably have some chips or something on the side, just kind of like bar stuff.
It's casual. Yeah. It's not, this isn't chug, 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 slam. Right. This is casual. Once in a while, I'll do like a burger with a lot of stuff on it and a root beer. I think that's burp very meter. Satisfying. But
that's about a 5 on the burp meter right there. We're not full blown burp meter esque full needle.
His was better. But yeah, no, and all of these are to be enjoyed, you know. Yeah. Savor the taste. This isn't a slamming.
So this
contest.
Is definitely hang on a second.
Do you want to try the mug again?
Yeah.
Jeff is going for the mug again. Now you're going to see a difference. You're going to taste the difference.
And he's going to drink it out of plastic. Plastic cup.
Mi favorito.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's like artificial, right? Well, you tell us. I don't want to, put suggestions. Jeff is doing an A-B test.
He's actually mixing the products.
Yeah, it's just obviously much more carbonated and...
The mug is.
Even though you say this is more high fructose, and this is more watery.
As he still A-Bs it.
Yeah. It's
a hamster in a cage at the water bottle.
Look at him go. And for a guy who really doesn't really normally drink a lot of root beer, I've never seen
it. I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I mean, when I first tried this one, I didn't like it too much. But when compared to this.
When you say you didn't like it, which one are you referring to?
The mugs.
Uh-huh.
Like he said, it's just more,
it's more everyday, common.
Yeah,
mass production, make it last for a while.
I mean, I could drink seltzer water and get more flavor out of seltzer water, probably. I mean, I think the carbonation takes away from it a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
totally takes away from it. Not only that, it's like you said, you have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you drink the mugs at a big giant party, and whereas this, you just it's like a get together with. Some friends and just chilling out.
Now this is made with sugar cane.
And this bulldog has sugar cane and it has honey in it. And I found a couple of other ones that do that, but I gotta tell you, the Virgils and the other ones that I really like, they just use one type of sugar cane. There's another one I have. There's one that's made with a Louisiana sugar cane.
This has 41 grams of sugar in it. What is this?
Okay,
have?
Now that's the thing also.
29.
Well, that's per serving. But most of the bottled ones, they have between 35 and 45 grams of sugar in it.
Wow, that's
a lot. So, yeah, it's a lot. That's why I can't stand the Stewart's
one.
You ever have the Stewart's?
No, but let me ask you this. Do they have a diet version of this too or no?
I don't know about the Diet Bulldog, but there is other brands have diet microbrewer ones.
And let me ask you this. The diet ones, do they use artificial flavors too for diet?
Well, they can't use sugar cane, so they're going to have to use something
some sort of sugar substitute would be used in order to...
Splenda or sucralose or one of those.
You know what's funny about some of those sweeteners? I like Orbit gum, and that it's sugar-free. But I can't taste the aftertaste in that, whereas if I'm drinking soda, you can.
Yeah, well, you're going to get... The thing is, the more of these microbrews, they pack a punch. Yeah. The taste will stay with you. You take a sip, 5 minutes later, that taste, it's not so much an aftertaste, but it's like a lingering flavor. It's not a bad aftertaste, I don't think. People say aftertaste, it always means it's bad. But this is good. So I guess next time for Root Beer Log 2, I'm going to bring you some other ones that I got from Maryland. And I've got a whole bunch of ones. Maybe we'll have you try the Virgils, because that... I think is the greatest. You can get that at Trader Joe's. 4 bottles for $5.
This almost tastes like a poor man's Coke.
The mugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's for mass consumption. It's.
Let me ask you some. In a nutshell, the name Root Beer. Like when people think of beer, they think of Budweiser, Coors. What is the beer aspect of this?
You mean the key ingredient?
Yeah. Why? What? It's
what
root
makes it
beer.
Taste like root beer?
What gives it... What's
beer in general, and what's... the root in front of beer have to do with this drink?
I don't know about the origins of the name, but beer is beer. It's made from hops and yeast and that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Root beer comes from either sarsaparilla root, which is the taste, or people that sell birch beer.
Mm-hmm.
Birch comes from a birch tree.
Are they using the same type of process that, in a sense, what beer would be used?
I'm going to say probably not, because beer goes through a fermentation process. There's nothing fermented about root beer. I think it's processed. But that is a good question, because I'm not an expert on beer. I mean...
And for the record, let me just state that none of us here are experts, and this is totally on an opinion-based show.
Oh,
and
we're just,
you know, we have no real background in drinking and taste testing of any root beer product of any type.
This has no caffeine either.
At least for me.
Bulldog has no caffeine.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've spent probably about $200 on root beers already, so I'm going strictly on taste. Some things I read up on in some encyclopedias, I try to stay away from Wikipedia, even though some of the information's okay, but some of it is, you know...
Yeah, it's a little off.
Yeah, some of it's off because anyone can go in and change it. But right. I'm going strictly on ingredients and taste. And, you know, you taste something, you know, I like it, I don't like it. You don't have to, you know, have a degree in root beer. But to get back to your question...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. The essence of root beer, it has to come from sarsaparilla root,
mm-hmm.
or it comes from birch.
And just remember that the original Bulldog...
Taste is
handcrafted. So it's not like you're getting some fly-by-night product. You are getting a product that is well crafted and taking their time. Yeah. And
this one comes from Washington, actually. Mm. Mukilteo, Washington. I used to live in Seattle. Mm. So Pete, do you feel that the taste was unleashed?
I think they've accomplished their goal this evening. They've unleashed the taste and... I have to say, just because I'm a dog lover, the dogs look kind of cute on the label too.
Do you cook with this too?
I've never cooked with root beer.
I was just curious.
I don't know. Can you cook? You can cook with beer, but I don't know if you can cook with root beer.
Yeah, like beer battered fish or
no? That's real beer.
That's real beer.
The
this
only
you'd
thing
probably use for like you know a dessert topping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like ice cream.
Right.
Well, if you're doing a float, a root beer float.
Right. If you were doing a root beer float or an ice cream soda or something like that, this would be the way to go. Because, you know, forget that Mugs stuff. You know, no offense, Mugs, but, you know.
It's just, look, it all comes down to personal taste. For me, things that are over-the-top sweet, and I mean over-the-top, I can't deal with them anymore. When I was a kid, I loved it. Stewart's Root Beer, I loved it years ago. I drink it now, and I feel like I'm drinking diabetes type 2 out of a bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's so sweet. This one, I think it's a good balance of sweet, heavy, but not... You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, that's like me with the, you know, even though it's a total separate drink, it's like me with the coffee. I would go into a coffee place and I'd be like, you know, give me, you know, 6 sugars of milk in a medium container. And that's, you know, and a woman would be standing next to me, you know, eyeballing me like, are you kidding me? And I would just look at her and go, yeah, well, I'm trying to be a diabetic by tonight. So, you know, I like my stuff sweet and tasty.
And Mug spelled backwards is gum.
Brilliant
observation.
But, yeah, I don't really know if that's going to fit the root beer log, you know, but whatever. What's said is said. All right. Thank you, guys. And
thank
we will
you.
Have, and let's toast
and
again. And we'll do root beer sessions too very soon. Thank you. And have a good night. Why are you singing Star Trek, bro? I mean, that's very.
It's Captain's Log.
That's so Shatner.